Unit 5, Section 1, Task 2. 1.
And threatened to set fire to it if his demands were not met. He was later overpowered by security men posing as cleaners when they stopped to refuel in Miami.
2.
They were all allowed home after treatment for the effects of smoke, but one asthmatic passenger was detained and was said to be in a poorly condition. The incident caused delays to several early morning services operating out of Victoria Station.
3.
The top international watchdog body on dope warned today. Trafficking and abuse are so pervasive that entire economies are disrupted, legal institutions menaced, and the very security of some states threatened.
4.
By smashing a French window at the rear, the haul included a horseshoe brooch with diamonds set in platinum, a silver pill box, 3 Georgian perfume bottles, and 2 silver penknives.
5.
Reported smelling it just after 8 a.m. They immediately sent out a service engineer, but he didn't arrive in time. 73-year-old Mrs. Elizabeth Dodd, who was brewing a cup of tea at the time, was trapped in the wreckage of her ground floor kitchen before being rescued by neighbors.
6.
The 2 men were cut from the wreckage of their car by firemen, but were both dead on arrival at hospital. They were later named as Mr. John O'Brien of Glendale Avenue, Moss Side, and Mr. Andrew Mitchell of Heath Street, Cheadle. Both men were fitters for the gas board.
7.
Dolland pleaded guilty to attacking a girl in the city centre on the night of January the 13th in an attempt to get money to buy heroin. Judge William Booth told him, "As far as this court is concerned, the taking of drugs by criminals cannot be a source of mitigation."
8.
Just as he was about to enter the inner door of the bank, Gill ran up and tried to grab the bag. However, the security man held onto it and Gill ran away. The bag contained checks and cash belonging to a nearby garage.
Section 2, Tasks 1 and 2.
It's 12 noon, and here are this lunchtime's main stories.
The word to rule by air traffic controllers is now affecting the majority of Britons. Some 75% of all flights leaving Heathrow Airport this morning were... And it was a similar story at Gatwick, Manchester, Glasgow and Edinburgh. Passengers bound for European were the worst hit. A British Airways spokesman claimed that they were managing to clear a backlog of breakfast time by mid-morning, but such large-scale delays were causing havoc with schedules for later flights because were in the wrong place at the wrong time. The spokesman praised passengers for the great they have shown so far. The outlook for those, today or tomorrow at least, is not very cheerful. However, the say that passengers should check in for flights as normal at the advised times. The controllers, who began their action at midnight last night, are against what they claim to be inadequate and potentially dangerous manning levels at the country's main air traffic control centres.
Latest government shows slight improvement in the unemployment situation. The number of registered unemployed fell by just over 12,000 last month, the first there has been in the total this year. The opposition, however, claim that when the number of who left the register to return to colleges and universities is taken into account, there was a substantial in the number of long-term unemployed. Mr. Eric Watkins, the shadow employment spokesman, said that today's figures a totally unrealistic picture of the unemployment situation. There is no real in unemployment, nor in the suffering and misery of thousands of families in this country, said Mr. Watkins. He called on the government to take positive in next month's budget towards revitalizing the depressed.
Police in North London are looking for a gang of armed who got away with over £250,000 worth of in a raid on a Hampstead jeweler's this morning. Staff who arrived to the shop at 8:30 were held at gunpoint by the gang, who proceeded to empty display cabinets and the safe. They made there in a white Jaguar car, which was later found abandoned in nearby Finchley.
3 men and a woman and child were seriously injured in an which happened on the A11 near Norwich. Their car was in a head-on collision with an articulated. The lorry driver escaped with minor and was released from hospital in Norwich after treatment for cuts and bruises. Police are appealing for... to the accident, which happened at about 7:30 this morning.
Section 3, Task 2.
And now over to Nick with the latest update on the traffic situation.
Thanks, Andy. Well, there's a bit of a headache for drivers coming into the city centre this morning. First of all, a serious accident has completely blocked the A6 Chapel Street in Salford between Bridge Street and Blackfriars Street. There are already long tailbacks of traffic there, and the police say the road won't be open again for another hour or so. Drivers should use Liverpool Road to come into the city centre from the Salford area. Once again, that's an accident blocking the A6 Chapel Street between Bridge Street and Blackfriars Street in Salford. Another emergency, this time in John Dalton Street in the centre of town, where a fire has meant the closing of the road and has also led to restricted access to Albert Square and the southern end of Cross Street down there near the town hall. Avoid that area if you possibly can. It looks like things are pretty snarled up there. John Dalton Street at the junction with Cross Street and Albert Square. There's a fire causing serious congestion and delays, of course. Meanwhile, in Cannon Street, things are pretty wet outside the cathedral because, yes, you guessed it, there's a burst water main. The Water Authority gentlemen are all out there in their Wellingtons, but the road is, in fact, closed to traffic. That's Cannon Street, closed between Deansgate and Corporation Street due to a burst water main. And whilst we're talking about pipes under the ground, just a reminder that the sewer reconstruction work is still going on in Great Ancoats Street in Ancoats, with traffic being diverted into Henry Street on the east side of Great Ancoats Street between Oldham Road and Ancoats. And finally, there are roadworks starting today in Mosley Street in the city centre between Princess Street and Piccadilly Gardens. This section of Mosley Street will be reduced to single-lane traffic controlled by temporary traffic lights and delays are expected. The work is due to last at least a fortnight, so try to avoid Mosley Street if you're in a hurry and especially at peak times. Well, not a very happy picture on the roads in central Manchester this morning, I'm afraid. British Rail report no problems on the trains this morning, however, and things are running smoothly down at the airport too. We'll have another update on the road situation after the news at 9. Meanwhile, back to Andy.
Thanks very much, Nick.
Section 4, Tasks 2 and 3.
And we have a caller on line 2 now, Mr. Jackson from Bolton, who I believe wants to talk to Norman about setting up a dark room. Are you there, Mr. Jackson?
Yes. Well, actually, it's about colour developing at home, really.
So, there we are. Our four contestants are ready and waiting here in the studio to pit their wits against each other and the mighty Oxford English Dictionary. And one of them will be going through after today's round to do battle in the first semi-final in 3 weeks' time.
After about 20 minutes, on a medium heat at the bottom of your oven, it should come out with the cheese nicely melted and browned over those slices of egg on the top. Next week, I'll be giving you some tips about freezing your summer fruit for the winter. So I hope you can join me. Until then, goodbye.
We've got a high of 9 degrees Celsius, 48 degrees Fahrenheit, with rain closing in from the west, and that should be covering all of our area by lunchtime. So if you're out this morning, you'd better take an umbrella with you.
O'Keefe played a brilliant match. He headed a corner from Rayner just 2 minutes before the final whistle, which bounced off the post and had the United goalkeeper Stevenson in a bit of a panic for a few moments before the new boy, David Briggs, came through like lightning to clear the ball out of the area. United 2, Villa 1.
Section 5, Task 2.
An inquest has been opened into the deaths of 11 flying enthusiasts who were killed when their plane crashed in Cheshire. The hearing heard that the aircraft was given an official inspection, which it passed only days before the tragedy. Denise Shaw has been at the inquest.
The 32-year-old Vickers Varsity was bought by the Nottinghamshire Aircraft Preservation Society in 1978. The enthusiasts restored the plane and regularly took it to air shows all over Britain. They were on their way to Blackpool when the aircraft developed engine trouble and crashed near Northwich 10 days ago. 3 men survived the crash, 11 died. This morning, the inquest was told that the dead had been identified by dental records and personal effects. Civil Aviation Authority experts had only certified the doomed plane as airworthy days before the crash. The inquest was adjourned until investigations into the tragedy are completed by the Department of Transport.
An inquiry is to be held into the collision between a passenger ferry and a Belgian cargo ship off the French coast. The collision, which happened yesterday afternoon in fog, caused the Belgian ship to sink, but the ferry, the Panorama Voyager, was only slightly damaged. She set sail once again this morning from Southampton. Alan Lomas reports.
Less than 12 hours after the accident, the Voyager left Southampton bound for Santander in Spain. The ferry was examined by maritime surveyors and pronounced seaworthy after she'd arrived in Southampton last night. Her owners, Panorama Lines, say the Voyager has nothing more than cosmetic damage, and they haven't yet decided when she'll be taken out of service for repairs. A waitress aboard the Voyager said she thought the Belgian vessel, the Esprit de Coeur, was going to be cut in half, and the passenger said he couldn't believe his eyes when he went up on deck to see what had happened. The crew of the Esprit de Coeur were all transferred to rescue tugs before the two ships were towed apart. There were no casualties from either ship. The inquiry will start next week.
There's been a collision between a passenger train and a goods train in Greater Manchester. The goods train was carrying fuel oil, and some of its tankers exploded and burst into flames in the accident. The fire has now been put out by foam. First reports say that two people have been killed. The accident happened on a stretch of line which runs close to a residential area in Salford, and a section of the M602 motorway, alongside the track, has been closed to traffic to allow emergency services to get to the scene. There are reported to be about 70 people injured, but only four of them seriously. The passenger train, the 1107 service from Liverpool to Leeds, had just passed through the station at Eccles when it ran into the back of the goods train. British Rail have refused to comment on speculation that a signals failure was the cause of the accident. They say their investigators will begin work immediately. Police have issued the following telephone number for information about the crash. At 061-228-2973. That's 061-228-2973.
Section 5, Task 3.
An inquest has been opened into the deaths of 11 flying enthusiasts who were killed...
1.
In Cheshire. The hearing heard that the aircraft was given...
2.
Which had passed only days before the tragedy. Denise Shaw has been at the inquest.
The 32-year-old Vickers Varsity. 3. The Nottinghamshire Aircraft Preservation Society in 1978. The enthusiasts restored the plane and regularly... 4. All over Britain. They were on their way to Blackpool when the aircraft... 5. And crashed near Northwich 10 days ago. 3 men survived the crash, 11 died. This morning, the inquest was told that the dead had been identified by... 6. Civil Aviation Authority experts had only certified the doomed plane as airworthy... 7. The inquest was adjourned until investigations into the tragedy are completed by the Department of Transport.
An inquiry is to be held into the collision between a passenger ferry and a Belgian cargo ship.
1.
The collision, which happened yesterday afternoon in fog, caused the Belgian ship to sink, but the ferry, the Panorama Voyager...
2.
She set sail once again this morning from Southampton. Alan Lomas reports.
Less than 12 hours after the accident, the Voyager left Southampton bound for Santander in Spain. The ferry was examined by maritime surveyors and...
3.
After she'd arrived in Southampton last night. Her owners, Panorama Lines, say the Voyager has nothing more than cosmetic damage, and they haven't yet decided when she'll...
4.
For repairs. A waitress aboard the Voyager said she thought...
5.
The Esprit de Coeur was going to be cut in half, and a passenger said he couldn't believe his eyes when...
6.
To see what had happened. The crew of the Esprit de Coeur were all transferred to rescue tugs before the two ships were towed apart.
7.
From either ship. The inquiry will start next week.
There has been a collision between a passenger train and a goods train in Greater Manchester. The goods train was...
1.
And some of its tankers exploded and...
2.
In the accident. The fire has now been put out by foam. First reports say that two people have been killed. The accident happened on a stretch of line which runs close to a residential area in Salford and a section of the M602 motorway.
3.
Has been closed to traffic to allow emergency services to...
4.
There are reported to be about 70 people injured, but only four of them seriously. The passenger train, the 1107 service from Liverpool to Leeds, had just passed through the station at Eccles when...
5.
Of a goods train. British Rail have refused to comment on speculation that...
6.
Was the cause of the accident. They say their investigators will begin work immediately. Police have issued the following telephone number.
7.
061-228-2973. That's 061-228-2973.